Goatsy, my head, and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I can't get your brain out of my goatsy. You intoxicate my clay-ups. Can you hear me breathe? Better when she can you hear Thayet? Can you hear Thayet? 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 I think Thayet's fine. I breathe too much. That's my problem as a human. I need to breathe deeper. Scrotal rave. Yeah. We've heard it all. Anyway, listen. I'm trying this grum holding again. I'm still in denial of the fact that I need a new transmitter. Now, I must have misled people. A lot of times I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, and I babble on this show. I'm in no need for a new camera, okay? I have a camera that works. So I don't know what the fuck I was talking about the other day that made people think I need a new camera. I do not. I mean, it's always nice to have new equipment, but I really don't need one at all. I mean, I don't even really... It's not the type of thing where I want one, but I can't afford it. I really don't need one, okay? However, an XLR breakout box to attach to the camera, yeah, that would be kind of cool. But also, not really need it at this point. What I do need, however, is... a replacement for my microphone that I'm speaking on because it has this defect in the holder, the receiver holder. And since I got it several years ago and I bought it with the C frequency, which is some Europe thing, and it's banned in America now with the frequency, I'm actually going rogue on this broadcast. And by broadcast, I don't mean the podcast. I mean the broadcast from my, I guess it's not a broadcast. You ever start doing a show and then you immediately think, why the fuck am I doing this and how the hell am I going to get out of here? I'm just going to watch the levels real carefully on the stream and hope I don't bump the hang home holder. It's noon here in America. You know, it's funny when I said here in America, I think like, I felt like I was lying because it's not really America. I mean... America doesn't exist. It's just like a fake reality thing. It's like America's kind of like Camelot. It doesn't really exist. You know, it's this fantasy where everybody has freedom and equal rights and all this shit and, you know, and are happy. And it's not real. Sorry. It's not real. All right. Let's see. I just got to keep this place cleaner, that's all. That's why I got a grum out. But you go to my head, you go to see... I need help with this song. I'm kind of under the weather a little because after the yoga on Tuesday with Cher, it was so hot. And then Chris and I went to... he's getting ready to move to New York, so I got to introduce him to Griselda and Mikey Poon. But... he's getting ready to move to New York, and I told him you got to wash your jine because they ain't much for fish. You know, the Hudson thing is there. Is it a river? Hudson River? Hudson Bay? Hudson? And you have to not have a smelly vagina or they'll kick you out of the sex clubs. So I'm a little phlegmy. A little phlegmy. Maybe I should do a neti pot. I did one last night because I feel like I got junk in my... yeah, definitely. Trunk bung. Junk in my trunk bung. Trunk bung. Today, it's dirty panty throwaway day. Not dirty, but you. Sometimes when I have panties, then I've been wearing too long, toodaloo, I got to throw them out because they get too big and I... start to look like my father on a Thursday morning before Breckles. You know what I'm saying? But you go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I can't get you out of my brain. And we're sorry. Anyway, we posted another Eat This Hot Show last night. EatThisHotShow.com. It's a good show. It's a lot of people that don't like this show or other show, it's a good show. I really think it is. And I say that knowing that this show is not. I mean, I think this show is good because it's my thing, you know, but I also know it appeals to a very limited set of crazy isolationists similar to myself. But Eat This Hot Show is better because it's kind of like watching a bunch of idiots, like a reality show, because you have to hate somebody, you have to agree with somebody, and then chances are you'll feel emotional during the grum because, especially yesterday, because we talked about and Renee Fleming, Madonna, and all kinds of things. Please go subscribe to that or whatever and give us a rating on iTunes. I wish you would do that for me too. You know, for years, I am one of the most non-self-promoting people you will ever see in the world, which, and to my own detriment, I have certain principles that are retarded, like filming bareback gay sex is fine, but self-promotion is totally wrong. Those are my personal principles. They don't make any damn sense, but that's how it is. But I just refuse to self-promote. But sometimes I just got to do a weensy, weensy bit of it because I have to survive in this mess, you know? I got to pay the bills. You know, I don't want to... The truth is I can't afford to live here, but I've lived here for 10 years and I like where I live. I don't want to lose it. So I got to make some fucking money. So, just give me some positive goddamn reviews. Eat This Hot Show, Yeast Radio. And you may notice I've started to grum a little more, slowly. And I think that's the way to do things. If I went to, going back to every day, all of a sudden I think I would burn out pretty quickly. So I'm trying to just phase in. I mean, today I really should have just gone to work. But, you know, I thought, balance, you know, let's not get... two vagina down. I'm sorry to be sexist by saying vagina down in the past tense. An umbrella. I found an umbrella in my backpack. I was wondering why it's so heavy. I have a backpack that is very heavy. But anyway, what I need is a lavalier. God, why is it so hard for me to explain anything? Okay, I need a camera-mountable wireless mic system. Not just anyone. There's a lot of cheap shit out there. The one I have now is good, except for because I dropped it so many times it's broken. But the one I have now is the Sennheiser EW100G2. Now, there's different combinations of these things. On one end of this thing holder is a receiver that has two kinds of cables, the XLR cable and the camera cable. I need both cables. It also, and this is important, is camera mountable so I can use it for video. It's a small transmitter, not the big kind. Not the big kind that is rack mountable. Not that. That's transmitter. And I've used this for 5.5 years. It's given me good use, right? Now the sender, did I say transmitter? That's the receiver. The transmitter looks just like it. The only difference is it doesn't have a camera mount. It just has a clip to clip on your panties. And, you know, I don't even need the mics because I have two mics. I have a lav and a Madonna headset mic. So I don't know if you can buy just the transmitter and just the receiver or if you have to buy the kit with the mic because I need the transmitter, I need the receiver, okay? Please. But not a mic necessarily. So I don't know how much that costs. I guess we can look it up, but I'm afraid to sit down because then it'll hurt my vagina, you know? My vagina. Actually, let me try it. I'll look it up on Firefox because I have this thing where I can get clits. Okay, so if I go to England, now I have a lot of fans in England because like more than half the DVDs I sold were from English people. I've never been to England in my life. I mean, I've only been there to stop through. I want to go to Europe next month. I don't know if I can. I've halfway cleared it with work, but not all the way. I have no idea how I'll pay for it. I mean, I can get air miles, I think, to pay for the trip. But I'm seriously dirt poor, so I would have to stay with people and couldn't really, and I have to keep expenses really low to where I'm only spending like, you know, I don't know, like $40 a day, something like that. And, you know, I don't care what I eat. I do not have to eat nice places. I don't need to go to clubs. But I do want to go to the Tower of London and see the family jewels and walk around, you know. Oh, and go to lesbian spots of interest for sociologists and stuff. But, and I want to keep it low budget. Yeah, okay. Let's see here. Okay, so let's search for... So if anybody's interested in like being a host for that sort of thing, and I'd also, what I really like to do, because when I travel, I always go to cities, and cities are wonderful, but I live in a city, and there's always a certain level of kind of stress. So if somebody's like, lives in some place rural with like a pony, no, like the places where they always film movies about the queen, you know, where there's lots of cliffs and shit, and she has her dogs and horses and shoots people in a... boats, big boats from Spain. You know, I would love to be there. And I could totally sit around for like, you know, a week there. That would be fine. I don't care. I just need to get the fuck out of this country. And I really need to go to Amsterdam, of course, but, you know, I got to see what's going on there because Mark's not going to be there very long because he's going to do some amazing end of the world stuff in Kabul or something. But I might be able to stay with the MacDoc man, but I just haven't talked to him yet. Amy offered to stay with her, but she's got a new baby, and I know how that is, and I think that's just crazy. And there's always Rotterdam and my friend there. But anyway, I don't even know if this trip's going to happen, so please listen to what I'm saying when I say I'm not sure. It means I'm really not sure. So if I come back tomorrow and say, well, guess what? Can't do it. The end. Because the truth is I can't afford it. It's completely irresponsible of me to go on vacation right now. I absolutely cannot afford it. But what I would do is go to Miami, leave the dog with my friend. He stays there for a couple weeks. He spends his birthday there, which is kind of, except for last year, as a tradition. Ground myself. My parents are down there. You know, kind of get some semblance of, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's nice not to go to Miami because that's where all that death happened. And it's good to not be there. But I also need to see my friends and family, so... and go to the club in Fort Lauderdale. But then, let's see. So the microphone is EW100G2. All right. You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain. And you can't come out of my jaw. Did I just hit? I was scratching my ass and I pressed the thingy. Oh, we're all right, though. Yeah, I thought I made a glitch noise because I pressed the thing. Mandy.com. Zounds. I know Zounds. Let's look at them. I'm trying to find somebody who gives you air miles. Let's see. Wireless systems. Let's see. Okay, they do have, looks like this. That's the wired version. I don't need that yet, Diane. Well, actually, I don't need a newer... Oh, yes, I do, because of the frequency. I forgot. I need to talk to somebody who understands this. Right. Samson. I don't want... I really like the Sennheiser. You know, I'm just afraid to fuck with something that may not work as well. I guess I could read reviews. Has anybody gone through this recently that knows... Because I need to be able to use it for professional video interviews, too, so I can't get some fucking shitty thing. Let's see. Channel B. Oh, they have a G3 now. The wait is over for the microphone holder with the G. That looks good. G-A. But I don't know what channel it is. Ooh. Oh. $5.99. Scrotal. Huh. Well, I guess you don't need to hear all that, but I'll try and figure out a link to it or something, Amazon it or something like this. I got to figure out what I need. Because I think I'm on Channel C, and I'm pretty sure that that's illegal now. But it feels like it has a loose thing. Maybe I could take it to the electronics store. I mean, I suppose it wouldn't hurt, right? To ask the guy if he can fix it. There's one on the way to the... Do you hear him? I could ask him. So I went to the McDonald's last night after rehearsal. Nobody really knew their lines yesterday, and we only have 2 days to the show. And I think I know mine pretty good, but I'm lying, so I don't. But I should read them. Let's practice. Maybe I can read that. See, the thing is, I'm going to go to a... We're going to have a little group, you know, read to each other thing, reading tonight. Even though I don't want to go because I'm lazy, and it's Big Brother. Woo! Or I can watch Big Brother at the work and then go. Let's see. All right, so let's practice the script. I'm Aunt Clara. So let's see here. This will be fun. A little. You scrotum my hand. What? No. Delete draft. No. Let the wet man here. That David Serta liked my clip. We'll play this on Friday during the ground, but I'll play it for you now because it's so funny. Alice Ghostly and Paul Lynn, because they're both in Bewitched.
Don't you have a seat? Oh, shit. Nurse Tan, call maintenance. I have sperm all over my desk again. Sorry. Now, what was that problem? Regular tests on this. Manoz will be back for the results tomorrow at 11. Oh, and charge the wetback triple.
Charge the wetback triple.
Supposedly that's a clip from Joan Rivers' movie The Rabbit Test from like the 70s. I never saw the movie. I always wanted to. It's about a man that gets pregnant or something. And not like a tranny, a real man. Oops, excuse me. Linger, haunting refrain. And I can't get you out of my brains. Brains. You go to my head. And you linger like a haunting refrain. Penis, vagina. Get you out of my clit. Twice. You intoxicate the yeast. I have no idea what I'm saying. Let's see. All right. Okay. Here we are. Now, girdle. Oh, yeah, I was going to neti pot. This should be interesting with my microphones. Hopefully I'll not get it wet. I almost said hopefully I'll get it wet, but that would have been not nice because I would have regretted that statement if I got it wet. You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain. Scuttle out. And I can't... You've ruined my lunch. You've ruined my lunch. I was going to do lines. Okay, so... My first line is, okay, Aunt Clara, where are you? Oh, hello, hello. Oh, can somebody turn on the lights, please? I'm not doing the whole thing because my throat hurts. Blah, 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 blah. There you go, Aunt Clara. Oh, thank you, Samantha Dia. Blah, bitty, blah, bitty, blah, bitty, blah. I don't need anybody's help. You certainly do need my help because that Eggman ain't going to come and I, oh, no. Let's see. You certainly do need my help. How long has this been going on? Blabbity, blabbity, fucking blah. Oh, I went through the same thing. Depression, denial, the self-hatred. Oh, I drank alcoholically for years. Is that right? Shit. Let me pull up my grum holder. Oh, I drink alcoholically for years. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I had no idea. Well, I hit it well, and besides, you're so busy thinking about yourself all the time, Andor, you probably wouldn't notice it at all. No, that's not right. And besides, oh, I had no idea. And besides, you're so busy thinking about yourself all the time, you probably... Oh, fuck. Cunt. Let's see. It's in my mail. The script is in my mail. Let's see. That's not it. Bewitched script. See you at seven. But now I kind of wish I was the Paul Lynde role, even though Ed Jones is hysterical. Let's see. They wanted me to play the maid, the Alice Ghostly maid, but I didn't know who she was. I was getting her mixed up with Mrs. Livingston from Courtship of Eddie's Father. And I thought, that sounds boring, although it would be fun to play an Asian. Oh, I know not know what you do. No. Which you like lemonade, children? Do not turn me into arrogator. Let's see. Thank you, Samantha, dear. You certainly do need my help. How long has this been going on? There have been signs. Oh, I missed the line. There have been signs I must have overlooked. Like what, dear? Well, she's been isolating. I mean, blah, 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 blah. Cup of tea on the moon, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Maybe I'll be a witch for a change. Oh, I went through the same thing. The depression, the denial, the self-hatred. Oh, I drank alcoholically for years. Oh, no, fuck. I was in a terrible state. I went through the same thing. Depression, denial, the self-hatred. Oh, I was in a terrible state. I drank alcoholically for years. I had no idea. Well, I hit it well, and besides, you're so busy thinking about yourself, you probably... No, wait. I had no idea. I know it sounds like I don't know this, but that's just because I'm trying to get it right, and I don't. I had no idea. Well, I hit it well, and you're so self-involved, you usually don't notice anything unless it has to do with yourself, Endura. Okay. Well, I hit it well, and you're so busy thinking... No, wait, fuck. Well, I hit it well, and you're so self-involved, you probably didn't... You wouldn't even notice anything unless it has to do with yourself. I'm trying to memorize it. Well, I hit it well, and you're so self-involved, you probably wouldn't notice anything unless it has to do to you. You're so self-involved, you don't notice anything unless it has to do with yourself, Endora. Well, I hit it well. And besides, you're so self-involved, you don't notice anything unless it has to do with yourself, Endora. Well, I hit it well. And besides, you're so self-involved, you don't notice anything unless it has to do with yourself, Endora, huh? Blah, 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 blah. She nailed you, bitch. Blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry. Fuck. This is the one where I always get stuck more than the others. Okay. Endora. I'm sorry. The booze takes its... Is that it? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, why do you think my powers went to hell? The booze takes its toll, honey. Now I'm sober and living life the way it was meant to be lived. I'm sorry. Why do you think my powers went to hell? The booze takes its toll, honey. Why do you think my powers went to hell? No. Why do you think my powers went to hell? The booze takes its toll, honey. But now I'm sober and living life the way it was meant to be lived. I'm sorry, Aunt Clara. Oh, fuck. I need to go be like ready, you know? Ready. The booze takes its toll. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Why do you think my powers went to hell? The booze takes its toll, honey. But now I'm sober and living life the way it's been. Okay, so let me think. I need a mnemonic device or pneumatic, whatever it's called. I'm sorry. Why? Sorry. Powers. Sorry, powers. Sorry, powers. Sorry, powers. Sorry, powers. Sorry, why powers? Sorry. Why powers? Sorry, why powers? Sorry, powers. Sorry, powers. Sorry, powers. Okay, Aunt Clara has very sorry powers. It makes no sense. I'm sorry. Oh, why do you think my powers went to hell? The booze takes its toll, honey, but now I'm sober and living life the way it was meant to be lived.
Oh, Claire, I'm sorry. Oh, why do you think my powers went to hell? The booze takes its toll, honey, but now I'm sober and living life the way it was meant to be lived. Oh, Aunt Clara, I'm so sorry. Oh, why do you think my powers went to hell? The booze takes its toll, honey, but now I'm sober and living life the way it was meant to be lived. Oh, Aunt Clara, I'm sorry. Oh, why do you think my powers went to hell? The booze takes its toll, honey. Why do you think my powers went to hell? Oops. 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 I'm sorry. Why do you think my powers went to hell? The booze takes its toll, honey, but now I'm sober and living life the way it was meant to be lived. Okay, next. Oh, I had no idea. Oh, no, that was already. As a senile spinster witch. No, as an out and proud lesbian. Esmeralda and I have been together for 60 glorious years. Okay, blah, blah, blah. No, no, that part I know. Okay, okay, let me see if I can summon up some people that will really help Samantha. Okay, I know. Steps in recovery, we need them today. Bill and Lois, show us the way. Boom, ba-doom, boom, boom. Oops, I meant to summon Bill Wilson's wife, Lois. Know that. Blah-bitty blah. Oh dear, what do we do? Answer the phone. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And then I, oops, okay, and then I sit down for a while, thankfully. Aunt Clara, we have to hurry. Oh, it's not as simple as one meeting in Dora. It takes time. All right, everybody, let's sit in a circle. Come on, come on now. Oh, this is weird. I just got a text. Huh. Hi, Aunt Claire. Wanted to let you know that we're meeting tonight at Starbucks. 7 o'clock. Okay. From where we... Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah, got it. Okay, well, I'll reply to that in a mini. So that's enough rehearsal. All right, fine. Anyway, I guess I should be done here. Do I have anything else to say? I should wipe down the table. Oh, no, we're neti potting. I promised you a neti pot. I'm giving you a neti pot. Because you go to my head. Right. Dos veces. Antidepressant. Fucking don't work. Oh, well. It don't work. Too bad I don't have a psychiatrist. Because he quit. Yeah, my old psychiatrist closed his office. He gave me the name of two referrals. One of them doesn't take my insurance, and the other one isn't taking new patients. So you can look forward to a rapid decline in my mental state, but that's good for grumming, I suppose. I'm still on meds, though, because they have a lot of prescription left over from... He prescribed me, like, a lot of refills. So, but too bad it's illegal for people to give me their leftover Wellbutrin 300 XLs if they're on that. Too bad. All right, let's see. You go to my hand. Mixing up the salts with the juice from Minazi. You intoxicate the girdle in my ear. You go to my scrotum. Trotsky, you're not coming to work with me today. You came 2 days in a row. You had a nice time, but you were a little bit annoying. He does get a little annoying sometimes. He just requires too much attention. And I need to work. But I still take him 2 or 3 times a week. It's okay. Here we go. Ugh. There, it's coming out of my nose. Right nostril now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8. Pretty clear, I guess. I didn't see any nice chunks, though. Okay, left nostril. Come here. Why do you not like that, Trot? What? Come on.
This is a fascinating show. Do I have a block? Okay.
Damn it. Why don't I have any good stuff? I want good nose gook. It's gonna bend over and see if anything drips out of my nose for a while. That's what I like to do. Oh my god, my back. Oh, shit on a cunt tin whore. Oh yeah, there we go. No, Trotsky, don't lick. Okay, my left nostril feels somewhat clear. But the right always on your right. Never your left. Oh, never your left. Get in there. Kidney failure. Okay. Kidney failure. It takes time to get the neti pot working because I haven't been using it daily, but it really does get rid of, like, those when you feel like a cold's coming on, it often helps. Send that another place. All right, let's put on the headphones. Oh, Patrick Powers is putting on some nice picks. Look at her on the phone at work. And layups. Well, it's not very interesting to look at pictures while you're on a gram, but... You know what I mean. It's happened before. You always know. I think you know what I'm going to say, don't you? I always say the same shit, right? You pulled to my head. I'm going to go to watch this interview on Democracy Now! With a girl that got her eye popped out by the Israeli military. Fucking ridiculous. You know what really blew my mind? The ACLU was working to have this mosque near Ground Zero not built. The ACLU, not the ACLU, the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL. I mean, they're the ones that defend Jewish people from discrimination, and they're working to do the exact opposite to another group. It's so... It's not just disgusting, but I grew up with the ADL like being my sort of savior as a kid in a not very Jewish-friendly environment. But anyway, whatever. Until next time, time.
You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubble in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that this never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes, though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise. Like a summer with a thousand Julys, you intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance, you go.
They never, ever lead you. They never, ever leave you.